All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free as we launch into hour number two. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. We're going to jump back into the calls here in a moment. But real quick, I wanted to give an update on our friend Russell Canning. He, as you may know, if you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, Russell is one of the, I guess, star activists here in New Hampshire. He moved up as a part of the Free State Project probably 2 or 3 years ago at this point. And he's been known, he's made a name for himself, not only for starting up the first Free Stater-owned and operated newspaper in the state, the Keene Free Press, but also by being a tremendous advocate of civil disobedience and an adherent, one who actually will go out and do civil disobedience. In the case that got him arrested recently, however, it didn't really have anything to do with civil disobedience. He was just simply driving in his van was arrested.
The fact that he doesn't have a driver's license is civil disobedience every single day.
I don't know. I think it's just him living his life.
Right, but
there's a gang that's making demands on him.
His life is civil disobedience in that respect. I mean, he's making a point by not having a driver's license. He's making a point by not having a license plate on his car. And now he's getting to make that point a little more.
Well, at that time, he actually did have a license plate on his car. It's just that he was pulled over for having a headlight out, and then when they checked for his license, he didn't have one. He used to have a license back when he lived in, I think, California. In fact, he used to be a professional driver. He used to be a big rig driver back in the day. So the man knows how to drive just fine. It's just that he doesn't have the government permit. And so the cops arrested him. He got out of jail after he was processed. He didn't bail out. He didn't sign any of their paperwork. They told him he was going to need to show up in court. Well, he didn't bother to find out when the court date was because he just doesn't care about that sort of thing. And Russell lives his life as though the government doesn't exist, or as much as possible. I mean, he knows it's there, and he wants to fight it, but he doesn't really let it get all of its demands and mandates. They don't get to him. They don't bother him at all. And so he missed his court date, obviously, so they put a warrant out for his arrest again, and they found him at his house, of course. He's not hiding out or anything. He's just doing his normal thing.
Not a wanted. Well, he doesn't act like a wanted man.
Right. So they found him at his house. They rearrested him. Then they brought him into court the next day. We all went in there and to show our support. And then the judge said that he was going to have a trial. He set the bail at $1,000 and said the trial was going to be in mid-May. So now he's sitting in a jail cell, just waiting for his trial, and who knows what'll happen after that. And just want to give you a quick update from his wife, Kat Canning, from the NHFree.com forum. She says, they actually let me see Russell and talk to him for an hour. He said they were generally more laid back at that jail, and they aren't treating him too badly. His cell is the interesting thing about Russell is he can compare jails.
well, that's interesting.
His cell is very small. He can touch both walls at the same time. It sounds complicated to send books, but vaguely possible, though improbable, that he would fill out the paperwork in order to actually receive the books. He's gotten letters so far only from Kat and another free stater named Roger. He says they're not reading his mail. They just open it in front of him. One lieutenant lady told him that 80% of the people there are in for drugs. He can make collect phone calls, costing the recipient 20 cents a minute, so if you'd like him to call you, send him a letter with your phone number. He'd appreciate more mail. It wasn't him who was... he said the food was better there than the other jails he's been in. He actually got a real banana. And so if you're interested in contacting Russell, he's got 23 hours a day to sit in his jail cell. So, you know, he'd probably really appreciate a letter from you.
Well, does that mean, how does he get out and make a phone call then? I mean, if he's does the cell have a phone in it?
I don't know.
If so, I hate the idea that my tax dollars are going for prison cells with telephones.
I'm not sure about that, Mark. That's a good question. But nonetheless, he is in jail. And you know what? If you're interested in contacting Russell, all the details you need are on the front page of nhfree.com. The address for the jail is there. The phone number is there if you'd like to call the bureaucrats and ask them to let Russell go. You can certainly do that as well, but he'd like to have some mail to read, and so I wanted to just throw that out there to our listeners, because I know that a number of them had written Lauren Canario when she was recently in jail, and she really appreciated that. So nhfree.com to get in touch with Russell Canning. Let's go to the phones to Hugo in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hey, Hugo. Hugo.
Hey.
Going once. Hugo, going twice.
Yep,
Hugo.
I hear something.
I hear a phone. Somebody's rattling something around.
Yep,
put him back on hold. We'll try him back. Let's go to Jim in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be on your show here.
What's on your mind?
Well, I hope I can use your show to make an SOS call, and I hope this could be the beginning of a series of talks. I am a disabled citizen whose life has literally been destroyed by what can reasonably be called a quasi-Nazi police gang. And let me say that we have to have authority. I'm not against police. But let me just briefly, if I can give you a thumbnail report here, and if there's anybody that got lost their eyesight or their limb fighting in Vietnam who could help protect a blind man's right to thumb a ride, I have hitchhiked. I am blind from birth. For obvious reasons, I can't drive a car, a motorcycle, or a bike. I have now hitchhiked 50,000 miles safely up and down the peninsula of Florida, except for being attacked. And if anybody else attacked me, I'm not a sissy because I can't see. I wouldn't even mention it. Basically, to just try to condense this, after hitchhiking 15 years in Orlando, 5 days a week safely, I was placed under arrest, surrounded by four uniformed gunmen, locked in a police car in 96-degree heat for a half hour with the windows closed, and locked into a cell 3.5 feet wide by 10 feet long with nothing but a concrete slab and a toilet bowl with no seat, just for the position of a finger on my hand. I refer to thumbing rides. No, the word ordinance does not give police totalitarian power just because their Boston City Hall signed a statement.
Well, they don't need laws. They have badges. That gives them the power, and they're willing to just crack you over the head.
So there is an ordinance that says no hitchhiking?
Well, understand that all an ordinance is a hypnotic word designed to hypnotize the public. And again, all you have to do is make a very severe penalty. If you mess with somebody hitchhiking, you go to jail for life. But that's like saying you can't drive because 16,000 people were killed by drunk drivers. There is no better test of the sickness or wellness of a freedom of a free country than a blind man's right to thumb a ride. Mm. And again, blindness is not a chip on my shoulder. I am less in some ways because I cannot see. I'm showing you that I am a man of reason. Now, I moved to Fort Pierce, Florida back in 2000, where I was literally stalked, run out of town. And here's how it went. And again, I hitchhiked 6 days out of seven. My life has been destroyed literally by a quasi-Nazi police gang. And
where do you hitchhike to exactly?
Well, wherever you drive. For instance, I live in Sebastian now. It's 40 miles north of Fort Pierce where I used to live.
I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Okay. Once a month I hitchhike 40 miles there and back. And my friends take me out of enemy territory so I don't have to worry about being assaulted. But let me just briefly tell you what happened in Fort Pierce. The first week I was there, I was threatened three times because they're bought, you know, just for the position of a finger on my hand, and they won't leave me alone when I tell them. I told this big bully lieutenant, sir, I said, if my only danger in being picked up 9 or 10,000 times was nearly being killed by the police in Orlando, don't you think you should leave me alone? He says, we're either taking you to jail or you're going home. 10 days later, the same man assaults me walking with a white cane down Avenue E. I hear the words, police, police. He runs up, yanks me by the wrist so hard it tore tendons in my shoulder. I am being attacked, a blind guy walking down the street with a cane because of a report concerning the position of a finger on my hand. In other words, somebody had reported that.
Someone called you in?
Listen, I have been in jail three times just for holding my finger up. And if I mentioned the blind business, and I wouldn't degrade myself for mentioning it, but if I was black, I could yell and scream about it. And that's not anything against anybody who's black. I'm just making a comparison. So here's what happened.
Wow.
I had to go to court for the second time just for holding my finger up. The judge dropped the charges, but she would not agree to tell her men to leave me alone as I politely asked her for a statement. And so the chief of police hung up on me in a second town, and this is the same chief of police who they got him for embezzlement.
Wow.
The new chief of police would not agree to leave a blind guy alone whose only danger is being tortured by the police in Orlando.
Are they trying to? What, I mean, is the idea here that they're trying to save you from yourself?
No. Just listen to this, and I don't want to take too much time, but I hope somebody will help me because I think they're going to lock me up again. I hope you will have me for a series of talks. I have a 170-page document. Let me just finish
this
up real quick.
Amazing. You know what? I'll hold you over because it's pretty interesting. Like, wow, you're being assaulted by the police. You're a blind man. If someone can help this guy, I'd like to give him the opportunity. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Vitus Resources. April 18, 2007, gold is at $689.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $712.67, $358.37 for half ounce, and $179.19 for quarter ounce coins at $712.67, $358.37, and $179.19.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Wachter Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and 4 sources of magnesium. Wachter's Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Wachter's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Wachter's.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including the wiki, over 1,200 pages of unique content created by listeners just like you. It's like a listener editable version of our website at wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment that money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to Jim in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Jim, you're a blind man, and as a result of that, your transportation options are, well, a little bit limited. So,
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Before I finish, let me just throw out two questions here.
Well, I don't want you to finish quite yet, because I need a recap for people that are just tuning in. You're a blind man, and you hitchhike to get around, and you were just telling us about the harassment and manhandling and just terrible experiences you've had at the hands of the police down there in Florida. And you said you're looking for some sort of assistance because you believe you're being targeted.
Yes.
The same lieutenant has gone after you multiple times at this point. The judge, even though she threw out the charges against you, refused to call off her dogs. And so you expect this is going to happen again. It seems to me that you're probably right about that, and you're looking for some sort of assistance. I don't know what exactly you're looking for. What would that be?
Well, please, but there's a lot more to this. If I was a manatee, a sea turtle, or a dog, or a killer whale here in Florida, my freedom would be protected 100 times more. The federal court judge threw out my case and said it was not illegal to lock me in the car in 96-degree heat with the windows closed for a half hour. He said that was not a crime, but holding my finger up was a crime because somebody cried ordinance. Now, if the word communist does not give North Korea and Vietnam totalitarian power, how does the word ordinance? Now, let me get back to the story. The chief of police in a second town hung up on me. The judge would not agree to have them leave me alone. And so I called a talk show, and it was the Randy Rhodes show. And after she heard my story, she hung up on me, and she said, oh, all the insane people are calling me today. If I was a
Wow, that's really outrageous.
And then the police were stalking me.
I thought Democrats cared about the downtrodden.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And so anyway, they started stalking me. The police told me to get out of town three different times. They told me the lieutenant who attacked me came up and started laughing hysterically and said there's no law against attacking blind people. They were harassing me so much, 6 times in 6 weeks, I wasn't going to quit hitchhiking. And I want to say this, which freedom would you rather give up? Freedom of speech, freedom of press, or freedom of movement?
None of the above.
Okay, now, I checked myself into the hospital because I thought I was developing a heart condition. The police saw me being checked in there, and they told the doctor I was mentally disturbed. Several months later, I called the...
Now, is this all happening in Fort... Was it Fort Pierce or Sebastian?
Fort Pierce. I call it Port Pierce.
Fort Pierce... I'm not familiar with the area. Is it fairly large? What's the population
there? No, it's about a 30,000 town. It's about...
Okay, so that explains it then. So there's a small police force. They know
right.
who you are, and
right.
they easily recognize you when you're out and about. Okay.
Yes, now when I called the second talk show, they surrounded me and started speaking threateningly to me. Then a few days later, I was in Archie's Seafood, a known hangout. They told the seafood place to call 911 just to intimidate me. Then they got their chance to get me when 4 weeks later, I was attacked by a slightly retarded man who was stealing everything I had. I told him he was going to have to go to jail for forging a check for almost
$500. Who was it that told the seafood place to call 911 on you?
The police did because they were so desperate to get me on something. Because
why would the police have to tell the seafood place to call 911?
Because they're not. We don't have police in America. We have police gangs. They don't go to see. In my document of reforms, the nationalism is not the evil. Was never the evil that we thought. It's localism. Four people with guns in two different towns in America going after a man who's blind, like I robbed a bank because of the position.
Well, nationalism is pretty darn dangerous, too. But what
it
you're
is.
Talking about is the fact that the police have pretty much full purview to do whatever the flip they
right.
want to do. And
sure.
they very yeah. rarely, we talk about it all the time on Free Talk Live, they very rarely get in trouble. We had a story, a couple weeks ago about a death squad of cops in Delaware that just murdered a man out on his front porch. church right in front of witnesses, just right out in the open, just so brazen, and they get away with it. Nobody brings them up on charges. It's very rare that police get in trouble for the abuse that they perpetrate on not just blind people, but drug users who aren't harming anyone else and various other different individuals who just don't deserve that sort of a horrible treatment. How can people that want to help you out get in touch with you, Jim?
Okay, let me just say one more thing. I just did 19 months behind bars without a trial or a hearing. My life has been destroyed. I lost almost everything I own. They sent me to 2 insane asylums, and their criteria for releasing me from the second nut house was that I plead no contest to their knowingly false charges. Could I leave my number? This is important because I think they're going to get me again. I won't go into this, but I just want to say one more thing.
How about an email address? That would probably be a little...
I'm not computer literate. Could I leave my number with your producer? But could I just say a couple more things about
what
happened?
If you want to give out your number on national radio, Jim, that's your purview. I don't take responsibility.
I have made over 400 calls to Washington.
That's not going to do you any good.
Denied my complaint.
They don't care. Why should they care?
Please, I've got some fabulous reforms, and I'm, Jim Worth, area code 772-589-9922. If anybody gave their sight or their limb fighting for freedom, we're protecting other people's freedom more than our own people. Let me give it out one more time.
Okay, go ahead.
How can I say no to a blind guy? 772, and they arrested me again after being released from the
nut house. I believe it, Jim. Give me the number.
772-589, please, 9922. Call me if
Jim, you... Jim, good luck, and don't hesitate if they continue to harass you to check in with us again and let us know what happens, and thank you for the call. I'm sorry that Jim didn't get any other assistance from any other talk show host.
Wow. It's amazing to me that... Randy Rhodes would just dump him off the air like that.
Just to use him as, I mean, that's the way a lot of, a lot of hosts view callers. They're like tissues. Use them up and you throw them away. And, I understand you get some outrageous claims. You get some callers making some pretty radical claims.
Obviously, we can't verify what Jim says. I don't know that he's blind. I don't know he's had problems with the police.
I don't know if that was his phone number or if that was his name.
It sounds believable to me.
Yeah, that's the area code that he's calling from.
That much is accurate. It sounds like he gave out.
And it's a totally believable story. He called the right show in this particular case because we're the show that reports on police abuse. We're the show that reports on the fact that it's an undeniable fact that the police believe they're above the law. In fact, not only do they believe they're above the law, they pretty much are above the law. And there's story after story that backs it up. Whether it be the police abusing someone or the police arresting people on frivolous charges, harassing people in the streets and not actually bringing them up on charges, stealing drugs, stealing cash, not actually reporting any of these things. I mean, there's story after story of police corruption. I get emails every single week from StopTheDrugWar.org with at least 4 or 5 fresh cases of police corruption in various different ways. And, I mean, it never ends. Never.
They're supposed to be peace officers.
You know what?
You would think that they'd be out there protecting the weak, like people who can't see.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about it, coming up, I've been meaning to get to this story. We've had it for a few days. We should get to it because we're talking about the cops, and plus the story will just get old soon. But you might have heard that the New Jersey governor got in a car wreck recently. He's had to have surgery and stuff like that. But have you heard the rest of the story? We'll give it to you. Coming up, 800-259-9231. Yeah, it involves power and authority and privilege. Okay.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
You bring us what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, in fact, just sent out an update today announcing our new auction, which is going on right now at auction.freetalklive.com. Usually we auction a banner on our website.
Right.
That's not what's going on this time.
This is totally different. I decided that I wanted to see how eBay would do for radio spot time. So we have one 30-second ad every single day for like 13 weeks. I believe it starts in early May. So it's got a specific time period that it's going to run. And it's a great way to try out radio advertising for your company. I suspect it's not going to go for what it's worth, which is $1,500. I just can't imagine it going for that much.
Probably not.
But I have the inventory right now. I may not have it at the end of the time, and I'll feel the squeeze, but I thought I'd give it a shot. I always wanted to see how it went. And so this is a good chance to check it out.
So you're actually bidding on on-air radio ads that will air on every single radio affiliate that we have.
You're not bidding on an ad. You'll have to, either have your own ad or produce one for you. But you're bidding on the space.
Right. So that's at auction.freetalklive.com. And if you want to get on the updates list, head over to updates.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to a female call, because ladies come first, apparently calling herself Concerned Citizen in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Please be a little slow with me because I'm kind of nervous.
That's all right.
I'm a Manchurian candidate.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that I was abducted and sent to Bluebird, or Project Bluebird.
What's that? And,
well, that's where they use MK Ultra. That's where they put you in.
What's that? The mind control?
Yes, and please give me a listen because I'm dead serious.
Okay, well, we're listening. We don't know what the terms mean. Bluebird, MKL.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a black ops thing. They don't tell everybody what it is.
So they put
you
in
this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to tell that blind man that all around the states, people that have no money and people that are mentally ill and people that are just young and kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. They pick them up, and they put them either in a mental institution or an internment camp. And I've seen them take both kinds.
Now, you claim you were actually in one of these places?
Yes.
Now, how'd you get out?
Well, I was tormented till my time was up, and then they let me out.
Whoa, and wait, they bring you in just for a certain period of time?
The cops do. Yeah, the cops, they stop you.
So, and jail? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, they put you in jail, and then they send you to a mental institution, and they torture you with drugs and psychological things. I mean it.
What were you picked? What was the allegation they picked you up for?
Well, they said that I was crazy, and I was, because I was drugged, and it takes a period of about a month or two to get you to the state that they want you in so they can arrest you. Have
so
you been arrested for being insane?
Okay, wait a minute. How did you go insane? How are you being drugged, exactly?
Were you taking drugs? Control stuff. And,
mind control, huh?
I don't
know. What do they do, slip it in your water? I mean, how do they get you to actually take the mind control drugs?
Do you know anything about mind control before I go any further?
I personally think it's a little bit on the conspiracy side.
Now, let me talk, please.
You've been talking. Go ahead.
Conspiracy talk, but I'll tell you something. I have lived this 38 years, and I'm sane right now, and I'm telling you, they use these people, like the blind man, to do things they don't even know they do.
Hmm.
And
they don't know they're doing it.
No, they don't know they're doing
it. Wait, they don't know they're using mind control on
people? Pardon me?
They don't know that they're using mind control on you? What?
The person themselves does not know it.
I see.
Now, hold on just a second.
Because I've been in it 38 years.
I understand where you're coming from and the accusation that they get somebody who's, you know, got a problem or something, and they drug them up and they control them. Now, my question is, how do they control them if they don't know what they're doing? Do they use, like, a little joystick and some buttons? I mean, what do they do?
I don't know if I can explain it or not. I tried to explain it to you. How do you drug somebody? You drug them in your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You drug them in your food. Mm-hmm. They give you viruses. This blind man is in trouble if he gets picked up again. He may be sent to an internment camp, and I've got one more thing to say.
Have you been to an internment camp?
No, I have not.
Okay.
So they put you in a mental hospital.
I've been somewhere where they put me in cow manure up to my neck.
What? Why do they do that?
They torment you because it starts out a little child that you are, you have some kind of problem, some kind of conflict. That's where they want it. They want your parents to be ornery to you so that you'll be easily controlled. Now, please let me say this one thing.
Go ahead.
This is not logical at all. There's nothing logical at all about mind control. Or illegal cops picking you up off the street for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was going to the cops to report something, and this mean cop said, "No, you're not. You're going with me."
Did you go to the cops to report something after you'd already been mind controlled, or was this before the whole mind control thing?
You don't understand. When you're mind controlled, period. They have what they call a matrix, and they put a matrix in your mind. That boy that shot those men and women in that school the other day, in the college, I swear he would be a good person to say he is a candidate, a Manchurian candidate. He
a
probably
matrix.
Didn't
what
even
is,
know
what, is...
what he was doing, and then he realized what he was doing because I've had, what do you call it, when you remember some backflash or something.
I hope you can understand our sense of disbelief here. I mean, having a guy call and say he's being harassed by the cops, that's totally believable, but saying that there's mind control and the Matrix and...
Everywhere. There's thousands
what
of
is it that... what
there's
is it
th- thousands of
You say
it.
They put the Matrix in your brain. How does that work? Is it an implant
I'm
or...
I'm not a mind control genius. I'm
You've been in it for 38 years.
I'm only a victim. And please, you sound like you're being snotty.
I just want to understand. What is the?
Well,
you told me that there's a matrix.
Sure,
you should know what it is, right?
I'd be a millionaire. What did the communists do?
You claimed that they put matrices in people's brains. What is a matrix?
What did the communists do when they found a Christian? They put him in a mental institution, and they tormented them, and they tortured them. And if you don't believe me, you sound like you don't. And if you don't believe me,
it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. Now
it is an amazing story.
So
but
you
I'm
say they tortured
this blind man.
How long did they have you in the mental institution?
Well, I've been in there 30 days and 60 days and all that. I'm sane now, and I don't want to go into me. I want to help that man.
Okay, well, you had his phone number. If you want to call him, you're welcome to. But you're on the phone, so I can talk about. I'd like to talk to you to try to understand what it is
okay.
that's going on. You're
if
saying that they were
answer.
Putting things in your coffee. That they were putting some sort of poison or drugs
poison.
into your
they
food.
They will kill you, though. They will kill you.
Why didn't they kill you?
Because they were using me. That's why. And I.
But why not use you up and then toss you away like a tissue?
They do. Because
so you just got lucky.
I didn't get lucky. I had God helping me. Think it over.
Why didn't God help the
that?
Other people?
Huh?
Why didn't God help the other people?
Because they don't give their life 112% to him.
I see.
To God.
Did you give your life to God before the mind control, or was that after the mind control?
I did, yes. But
so he didn't help you get out of the mind control thing?
At a very young age. It's
when did they start?
It's dreadfully important to say. This is totally absurd. This is totally illogical. And that's how they get away with it.
I have a question for you.
I don't want to argue
yes.
with anyone. I merely
you
want to
ask
say
the question.
That the cops are arresting people and taking them to an internment camp. I had a doctor.
Yeah, she'll just go on. You better ask your question.
Quick question.
And he came up missing.
Do you think that your mission has been fulfilled for them?
Pardon?
Do you think that your mission has been fulfilled for them?
No.
The woods are lovely, dark and deep, and I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. We give them away, though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 365 of our listeners have done at amp.freetalklive.com, and therefore they're helping support the show for as little as $3 a month. It's a great way to get on board and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, have more internet listeners discover the program, and generally spread the concepts of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that sounds interesting to you and you'd like access perhaps to some of the perks, like the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only chat room, forum, and more, get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with someone calling herself the Concerned Citizen. The voice sounded a little bit familiar. I'm not sure. We might have heard from her in the past. But she was making some pretty outlandish claims that she had been mind-controlled and thrown into a pile of manure by the government. I know the government's bad. I do. I know the government's evil. And, Wayne, you were pointing out during the break that there are certainly programs out there that, you know, use people as guinea pigs. I mean, we've seen verification of it in the past. There was I don't know if eugenics is the right word, but I think a eugenics program was being run where they were essentially castrating women, black women in the South.
Right.
I mean, that there was a story that came out about that. It's true. I mean, they were doing it without people's permission. So has the government experimented on people without their permission? I'm sure that's the case. But is there such a thing as mind control? I mean, when I went out to break, I said, the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. And that was an excerpt from an old Robert Frost poem, which they used in a pretty entertaining old Charles Bronson movie called Telephone. And the idea was, in the movie, that the Russians had brainwashed their own KGB members had brainwashed them into having like these secret sets of instructions that they had to follow. And when they got a telephone call and someone read them that excerpt from the Robert Frost poem, then they'd all of a sudden, they'd go into this trance, slowly put down the phone, walk outside, get in the vehicle, and, you know, it happened to have just, it'll blow up in this fiery explosion. They'd run it into something, and, you know, the idea was they were just terrorists that were sort of placed amongst American...
Manchurian candidates, essentially.
Right, placed amongst American society to wreak havoc at the pickup of this phone. And you're saying, Wayne, that these things are... You believe these are possible?
I think they're possible. She was mentioning a matrix, and she's mentioned a few things about torment and torture and things, and... If you look back, I studied this a little bit because I was a character actor, and I really wanted to know what made people tick. So I studied this a bit, and what's really interesting is that a lot of people who suffer from multiple personality disorder have had trauma or torment in their childhoods, and what they do is they develop these multiple personalities to cope with the horrible situations they're dealing with. So some of this is plausible. Now, I don't buy into it, nor do I deny it. I think that you really have to be open-minded about it because these things do exist. They're out there. We may not hear about them on the TV news, but I'll give you a real good example of mind control. Watch the TV news. Watch the television. I mean, just think of
That's
all
That's not what I think of when I think of mind control. I understand that what you're saying is they're not giving you the full story. They're biased and that sort of thing. And then over time, that'll have an effect on somebody's thought patterns.
Sure.
And it's certainly true that the government education indoctrination system has had tremendous effects on the way Americans think about issues, as we started out with the beginning of the show, talking about how most Americans are now on the dole from the government. Yesterday, most Americans think it's okay to tax the rich. These are all concepts that they learn in government schools. I don't know if that's necessarily mind control. When I think of mind control, I think of, you know, you're doping someone up with the intent of implanting certain... controls in them,
sure.
Giving them commands and having them carry them out.
Well,
that's what I think when I hear mind control. And then when the advocates for mind control or the advocates are women like that we just spoke with who won't answer a question straight, even though she claims to have had 38 years of experience at this, I understand it's probably mentally damaging if it's really going on, but when you make a claim that they put a matrix into your brain, but then you can't even tell me what that is...
That's terminology, but... Here's how, I from what I've studied about it, this is probably the explanation I could give you about the matrix. Is the matrix is just a matrix of personalities or coping mechanisms that people develop because of torment. Now, hypothetically, if you had a pretty developed matrix of different personalities, it's plausible that maybe a command or a series of commands could be implanted in one of those personalities. It's not dominant. It's sort of subconscious. It's not at the surface like the Ian personality.
Mm-hmm.
So that with the right triggers, that could be activated and somebody could do something that they wouldn't normally do.
Has anyone actually ever shown that could be the case in real life beyond anywhere? I mean, we've seen it in the movies. You know, The Manchurian Candidate, Telephone. There have been other movies that have dealt with this topic. But that's the only place I've ever really seen anything about this concept, that you can just, with a few choice words, activate this sort of dormant set of commands or this dormant personality.
Yeah.
Certainly, people have multiple personalities, and certainly there are mental disorders that are pretty spooky with that sort of thing. But has there actually ever been anything beyond just spooky internet rumors and rumors on conspiracy shows about this? Has there ever been anything, you know, tangible? Has Discover Magazine ever reported on this? I mean, is there really anything out there that's something we can look at and say, this isn't just a crackpot caller to Free Talk Live. There's really something to it.
I've heard other people say the same thing, and that's why it kind of spooked me a little bit, because I've heard other people say almost the exact same thing she's saying over the years. And I've met people from other countries who have told me about it, and I always thought, yeah, come on. But the more people I hear say it, the more I start thinking, maybe there's something to this.
Well, but just because people are saying something doesn't mean that it's
true.
It
might just be interesting fiction that people adopt. You
sure.
Know? I mean,
maybe she's a lonely old lady.
There's no shortage of people that believe that black helicopters are following them, but I don't see a lot of black helicopters in my day-to-day journey, and
right.
I've been in lots of different cities and lots of different places, and I don't think that's true.
Right, so the fact that people adhere to a particular belief system doesn't give it any sort of relevance beyond the fact that it's popular.
and that's not evidence that it actually has validity.
Well, I wouldn't say it was popular, but I think that there have been pretty accurate reports when I can see that both the Russians and the Americans have had black op programs to try to attempt to control people's minds, and there's many ways
that
to
I
do
don't
it.
Doubt. I don't yeah. doubt that, but that also doesn't mean anything. Just because the government has a program that they're spending oodles of taxpayer dollars on to research these sorts of things doesn't mean they've come up with anything. So
I think they have.
They may have tested a bunch of drugs and stuff, but that doesn't mean they've been successful at it. For instance, the conspiracy crowd believes that the government can control the weather because there's some program called HARP that, you know, allegedly somebody said something about it controlling the weather. It turns out it's just some crappy, like a computer in an office somewhere, and there's really nothing to the program, but it's just that it's gotten this sort of mythology out there because no one really knows much about it. And so they just know what they hear, and what they hear is that, oh, the government can control the weather. There's absolutely nothing to back that claim up. Nothing. But because the claim continues to be repeated, like any propaganda, people inevitably will come to believe it. So until I can see something from a reputable organization like Discover or, you know, Popular Science or something beyond some rambling crackpot on the telephone or some rambling crackpot website, I'm going to be questioning towards that. Let's go to the phones.
You.
Let's talk to, and again, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. It is Duco calling in from Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Duco.
Hi there. I used to actually live a few miles away from the town your caller from Fort Pierce was from.
Uh-huh.
The police there have a lot of things to deal with that's not hitchhiking related. There's a lot of crime there. It's like really bad.
Are you saying you don't believe that gentleman, that he was being harassed by the police?
No. I mean, I'm just saying the police should be doing much better things than harassing the poor old man.
But it's easy to harass easy victims. The police are a gang of thugs, and gangs and bullies tend to like easy targets. That's why instead of going after real dangerous people, they go after blind men hitchhiking on the road or pot smokers driving in their old beat up vehicles, because they know that those people are just going to roll over. They know those people aren't going to plead not guilty. They know they're just going to pay the fines, spend the time in jail, and they're going to go right back out and grab another bag of pot so they can get busted again. That's what the cops are all about. They're not about protecting anybody.
Yeah. I originally called to talk about intellectual property. Now,
certainly.
I'd like to know what you guys think about that. See, I'm a photographer, and I'd like to make some money off my photos. But I heard you guys don't really support intellectual property, so how would I make a decent amount of money in my photos?
Well, that's a good question, and it's an issue that's debated hotly amongst libertarian circles. I don't know if... I think, Mark, you're in favor of intellectual property.
I'm in favor of intellectual property. I don't think that anybody should be able to sell something that somebody else's intellectual property.
It's an interesting discussion. If you'll hold on, we'll bring it back and talk about it. 800-259-9231, and I don't think this one's ever come up with you, Wayne, so it'll be interesting to see where you stand on this issue. 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net, so free line, and hour number 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.